Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, welcome to the show. It's your boy, Pretty Tony, Can I Play a Play? Coming to you live once again, another Sunday evening, 2:30 p.m. You know how we come on here and do. We chop it up about life. We chop it up about love. We chop it up about relationships. We chop it up about just about everything, you know what I mean? And when I say we, you know, always riding shotgun with me is my man, K Dizzle. K Diddy, where you at, brother?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I'm here and in effect.
That's how we do, you know what I mean? We're waiting on the lovely lady Joy to chime in. She normally rolls with us, but we're going to keep it rolling right along. I think I see her, you know what I mean? Let me let her on up in here. Lady
I'm
Joy.
Here.
Yes,
I'm here.
They was giving away free drinks last night.
Say what now?
Last week's segment got real, you know, we've been getting down on the show. Last week we were talking about, you know, part two of saying the things that need to be said. This week we're going to be discussing me, myself, and I, man. That's what we talked about this week, you know what I'm saying? You got to present yourself for who and what you are. All you have is this time, which is your life, your moment. So you got to make the best of it, and that's what we're going to get into, you know what I mean? For those of you just joining us, welcome. For those of you who have never been here before, the show Can a Player Play is based on the books Playerology and Player Step Your Game Up, written by yours truly. I'm not going to do the deep voice just yet, just to let you know where you can go pick the books up for us. No, that's what the show is based on, but we've kind of stretched out beyond that. You know what I'm saying? And this week I wanted to talk about self-esteem a little bit. And, you know, in the book Player Step Your Game Up, one of the rules to be that I put in the book about, you know, to being a player, but just more than being a player, it's a statement of your individuality is, I am who I am. And what you see is what you get.
Heard you know, that.
Straight up, that's all you can be in this life is the best you that you can be. So, earlier this week, I was sitting in the office, and I was reading this poem by a lady by the name of Virginia Satir, and the poem just moved me, basically. It's called I Am Me, A Declaration of Self-Esteem. So I'm going to share it with y'all. Y'all know y'all boy Pretty Tony get a little philosophical on the show.
Oh,
basically, I am me. In all the world, there is no one else like me. Everything that comes out of me is authentically me, because I alone choose it. I own everything about me, my body, my feelings, my mouth, my voice, and all the actions therein. Whether they be to others or myself, I own my own fantasies and my dreams and my hopes. I own my own fears. I own all of my triumphs and my successes, all of my failures and mistakes, because I own all of me. I'm going to stop there because it's a fairly long poem, but that's just a quote, and let me give props to Miss Virginia Satir. I've been reading up on her, and she definitely moved me. For a lot of y'all out there who are working on self-esteem issues, for a lot of y'all who doubt yourself, that's somebody y'all definitely need to get up on. You know what I'm saying? You can't be nothing else but yourself, man, and everybody else, your mama, your daddy, your significant other, your kids, everybody got their opinion of who you supposed to be. But if you don't know who you are, that means you're faking the funk. Ain't everybody going to like you. And sometimes, you know what I mean, there are people around you who their whole intent is to take away from you. But you can't permit nobody to do that, because all you got is your own skin and the soul that lives within it. You feel what I'm saying?
Preach, my brother. Preach, my brother.
So, on that note, I'm going to turn over to K. Diddy for a moment, a man who's always being the best K. Diddy he can be, no matter what anybody got to say. Speak on it, brother.
Well, you're absolutely right, my learned compadre. We all can only be who we are. You know, that's the best we got. You know, and sometimes we try to put that aside to please other people, and in the end, at the end of the day, you end up disliking yourself as a result of that, because you become somebody that you're not. Then you end up faking the funk, and then we go back to that term that we coined so well by keeping it real. In actuality, a lot of people really don't know what that means in its simplistic terms. They forgot how to keep it real because they're so busy trying to be something that they're not. So that's my twist on it for today.
Ooh, look out now.
Speak on it, Lady Joy.
Well, you know what? I agree with what KD is saying, because there's people out there that's always trying to be what they're not. You know, there's people that's like, they want everybody to like them. Everybody is not going to like you no matter what you do, okay? So I'm looking at the fact that just be yourself, because, you know, they can accept you for who you are or not, because if they don't accept you, they're the ones that's missing out, okay? And like you for what you are. If not, oh, well, keep it moving. You know, I'm the type of person, you either like me or you don't. You know, I'm not trying to put myself out there to make everybody like me, because I don't care. You like me for the person that I am, and if you don't, okay, well, that's your loss. And I feel that way. I feel that way, you know, in every aspect of life, because not everybody is going to like you, no matter what you do, and no matter what you say. Somebody's always going to have something negative to say about what you're doing or who you are. So be yourself and keep it moving.
Yo, the big homie Tupac said something, man. People going to hate you for whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up to, you know what I mean? Shout out, rest in peace, Tupac, you know what I mean? And this the reason I did this show, and I'm not even going to front about it, you know what I mean? This show is dedicated to all the BBWs out there, man. All the BBWs out there and the folks who deal with a lot of issues, and the big brothers too, you know what I mean, and anybody else dealing with the issue of, you know what I mean, trying to blend and trying to fit in. You understand what I'm saying? You got to stand out on what, who, and what you are. You know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Tony, I'm one of them big boys, but I got swagger going out the building. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't never going to let nobody take from me that which I am. It took me too damn long to get it. You know what I mean? And my man K. Diddy likes when I plug the book. That's coming straight out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. You know what I mean? If you get the book, read beyond the swagger and read into the individual messages that I put in the book for you to preach on. You know what I mean? You step up and you say, this is who I am. And the person you step into might not appreciate who you are. And, you know, a lot of time y'all get rejected and you want to shut down. You can't shut down. You keep it moving. That's how you sharpen your doggone skills, is that rejection. Okay, that introduction right there didn't work. Let me try another introduction. You feel me?
That's right, because that rejection that you get is only going to make you stronger, because that person is not seeing everything or every person that you are, because they might be lacking, you know?
Man. And
so
another
just
thing.
Keep moving.
Yeah, straight up. And another thing, a lot of y'all that know nobody, you know, your boy Pretty Tony, keep it 100 with you. A lot of times, your best is not going to be good enough. I know it ain't fear. I know it ain't fear sometimes, but sometimes if you've given your best and it's not good enough for the person or the thing you've given it to, you take your lumps and your losses and your bruises and you keep it moving, man. Because the more you come down on yourself is the more others going to come down on you. Once again, a direct quote out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. Don't get pissed on and told it's raining, man.
Ha! I love that.
You understand? This is your life. This is your moment. All you got is you in this lifetime. And if you don't take care of you, who else going to take care of it for you? You feel me?
Oh, you're right.
So
right.
I gave it my all. Whatever the circumstances, you know you gave it your best shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But things didn't amount, so you can't get bitter and you can't be broken about it. You take a period to mourn. You take a period to get yourself back together, then you get back in the game. But the game don't stop because you fell out of it. A lot of us want to feel like the sun rise and set on us. And we want to act like, oh, you know, well, that person's fake over this. Nah, 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 nah. Focus on you, man. You understand what I'm saying? You got to get...
Wait. Now, there's some people out there going to say that you're selfish now.
Okay, and I'm glad you're playing devil's advocate. If I ain't right, how the hell am I going to be right to somebody else? How is that being selfish? If I'm broken, how can I be right for somebody else if I ain't getting me together?
Yeah, but you know what? Everybody has different outlooks on different things. What you might think is good for you, and somebody else might think is broken for them. okay, because their life is different. You know, and it's like, okay, well, that doesn't work for me. Okay, well, you're not out there trying to make it work for everybody. You try to make it work for yourself. You know, and if a person out there that's broken and think that you're broken and you might not think that you are, oh, well, so what? You know, I'm doing this for me. You can't make it work for everybody because that's not how it works.
Would you tend to agree that water seeks its own level, and so does people?
Say what?
Sometimes
water seeks its own level, and so does people.
Well, everybody can, you know, everybody is on their own, you know, people are on their own level. It might not, you know, their level might be different from yours. Yours might be higher, theirs might be lower. And they're thinking, okay, mine is right, and it might not be because they might do some odd stuff that society is looking at.
And you know what? Then you might, you just walked right into that, Lady Joy. Then, like you said, there's some odd stuff jumping off, but then you're taking away from your essence trying to blend into that odd stuff while it ain't you.
Exactly.
But hold on. We got somebody else. I think we done touched the nerve here. Hold on. 813, you're on live.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Passion. And hey. I was just going to say, you guys are talking about Hi Joy.
Hey, boo.
Is finding your own kind and getting with your own kind. Like you guys were saying, you're not going to fit in with everybody and everybody's not going to fit in with you. It's a matter of finding your own kind, people who have the same values, perceptions, beliefs, experiences similar to yours. That's the best fit for you. You know, but people look at so many superficial things for their attractions instead of looking deeper for things to connect with people on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
There you go. So, you know, we're throwing it out there. You know what I mean? I see a couple more people have jumped on. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Lady Joy, K. Diddy, your boy, yours truly, you know, Pretty Tony. We on here chopping it about life, love. Today we're kind of dealing with the issue of me, myself, and I. Too many of us don't address me, myself, and I. Too many of us don't take time to do some introspective evaluation of ourselves. Yeah, Joe, you like them big words? Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Look out now. Look out.
Your boy got some depth to him. You got to take some time to get into yourself and be like, okay, this is what I'm about. This is how I'm going to present myself. And, you know, like we said earlier, sometimes it ain't for next man or next woman. But you can't let that pull you back into a shell where you're afraid to venture out again. All right, you've been hurt. All right, you stepped out and this person didn't appreciate what you brought. All right, your family don't understand you. Hell, sometimes your husband, your child, your wife don't understand you.
You might not even understand you.
Thank you. So it comes back to digging into yourself again and presenting yourself to the world, you know what I mean? All of us ain't got to be the same. We ain't the same color. We're not the same size, the same shape. We don't have the same values. So you get in where you fit in.
Mm-hmm.
Another quote straight out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com.
I just love it when you do that.
You know what I'm saying?
We just don't ever call him Big Papa.
Okay.
This is what we're talking about today. So anybody out there, I see the chat room lit up a little bit. Welcome, man. The switchboard is lit up. If you want to join us, just press the number one, jump in, and we're cool because a lot of y'all I've noticed just like listening to us, and we appreciate you listening. So welcome, and thank you for taking time out of your day to spend a little time with us. You know what I'm saying? Sunday evening.
And Tony, let them know that if they don't want to speak, they can also go into the chat room and they can enter their questions or comments there, and they will be aired. You know, we can still chop it up.
Still chop
it up.
Twitter, too. Yeah, you know, them folks on Twitter love you. But you know what I mean? We're going to take a quick little musical break here, and this is one of my songs. And, you know, we're doing the damn thing. Don't go nowhere. Can a player play in the house?
Gonna play a play.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Pretty Tony in the building along with my man K-Did. And
hey.
Late Boy, of course, you know what I mean? This week, like I said, I see some new people, you know what I mean? Me, myself, and I. You know what I mean?
Bring them in, Tony. Bring them in.
You know what I mean? Hey, they know what to do. Hit the number one. Come on in and join us. You understand what I'm saying? We back on here talking about me, myself, and I. We on here talking about being who you are, being true to yourself. And then it's up to the world to come over here on your boat or not. It's not everybody that's going to be comfortable on your boat. Now, earlier I was talking to somebody and they were discussing, you know, sometimes you're in a relationship and a woman takes your woman or a man takes your man, and which one is more hurtful? They're both hurtful. But the way I look at life is if you have something, like I was saying earlier, if you gave your best to a situation and in return you got nothing, that situation was not for you. So it's not even about the anger. If somebody went off at somebody else, that means they didn't appreciate what you have to offer, or maybe what you had to offer wasn't good enough. Are you going to spend
your lacking?
You know what I mean? But then you got to ask your question, are you going to spend your life beating yourself up over that, then lock yourself in away in the house eating bonbons? And you know what I mean? Hold on. Woo! I think somebody in New York got something to say to us. It's a 718.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me let him up in here. Hold on, 718, don't go nowhere. You know what I mean? 718, you're on live with Tenor Player Play. What's good?
Greetings to you, Pretty Tony. Lady yes. Joy.
Hey, girl.
This is sweet.
Hey.
Hey. And big up to the chat room as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm listening to what you're talking about, and indeed, you know, one has to be free to be who they be without restriction, and if they can't be that with the person that they're with, then they must, you know, get off the boat. Somebody have to get off the boat, you know, and while you were speaking, I was writing a little something, and I said, I have come into agreement with myself to love and trust and honor myself always and forever. When that time comes, when I have been the dream of one who knows who I am because he knows who he is officially, he will say, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, and we will become as one. Until then, me await happily.
That's what I'm talking about.
Girlfriend, you got to come in every Sunday because we love you. What you got to say is off the chain. Make sure you come and join us every Sunday, okay?
Oh, and sweet love, that's what I say, but I say it like the country boy said. I say it like water seeks its own level and so does people. And that just means that everybody's not for everybody, but when two people are of a like kind, they're automatically drawn together. You got to find that common ground. You got to have that common ground. It's the basis of any, even if it's not even a relationship, even if it's a business partnership. If I'm in a business, if we run in a business together and you don't see the vision that I see, and you off over in left field and I'm in right, that business is bound to failure because you're tugging one way and I'm tugging the next.
There you go.
And in order for any union to work, we have to find common ground, commonalities. Areas where we are both, you know, we're going to have areas where we're kind of different, but if there's no common ground where we can just hit like a straight patch and keep it moving, if we constantly veering to the left and right, the vehicle going to crash. That's just common sense.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's where I am. Mentally, you have to get inside that mind of yours and say, okay, this is the highway that I'm on. Now, maybe me and you didn't come on the same entrances, but you can come on the next entrance as long as the highway is going in the same direction. If you're going north and I'm going south, we missing each other. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes in life that just happens. Sometimes you are on the same freeway for a moment, but then you veer off.
Well, you know what they say? It's like two ships passing in the night.
Sometimes people just grow in life. At different times, you know, and that happens. A lot of times you can be together in one accord,
But if another one ceased to grow, ceased to live, then that's when the two ships start passing.
That's right.
You got
to And also, too, you know, two people can grow in different directions, you know.
Well, that's what
and
I'm saying.
You
join
start up,
John.
I know what you're saying. Can I say it, too? Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah,
you,
you
know,
can.
Two people
yes,
can
you can.
Okay, you know, two people can start off with each other and agree with everything, and you be together for a time, and then, you know, each person starts seeing things differently and grow in different directions. And one might not like that, you know, can you say stalker? But then, I'm just saying, you know, one person can grow in a different direction, and the other person, their growth might be stunted, you know, and it's like, oh, hell no, you're not leaving me, you know, because they might have went through some things together. And as a relationship grows, you get into the years with each other, you can grow apart. You know, one might go one direction, might one the other go the other, or one might be stunted in their growth and, like, go after the other one and just left them.
I thought stalkers were people that like people too much.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, you can go, you know, one person can grow into a different direction, and the other person was thinking, oh, hell no, you leaving me? I don't think so.
And
you
see, and like that. Yes, indeed.
That's what I'm saying. Can you say stalker?
Stalker?
Okay.
And a lot of people get, you know what I mean, and I'm going to tell you something else. And you see, the complexity of life is this, that a lot of times all of us get things mixed up. Love, lust, obsession, all these things get all, you know what I mean, sexual attraction, all these things get, they are intertwined, but you have to know where to draw the line before you go into
right.
the wrong. You got to, before you go, because in order to love somebody, you got to obsess about them a little bit. You obsess about their well-being. It's when that obsession becomes all about what you want that well-being to be. And some people don't want to be well. I'm going to keep it real with you. There's some people in the world who like the misery that they're in. And then you're, as Lady Joy said, you're growing as a person. You're looking back. You were once in that misery with them, and that was the commonality. But now you're moving beyond this misery, and they still want to stay over there stuck in neutral.
Yeah.
You expect you to do the same. And then
Can you say stalker?
You know what I mean? Then suddenly you beating yourself up because, you know what I mean, like, nah, I'm not there no more. I'm striving for better because I'm going to tell y'all something. My folks out there, this whole me, myself, and I segment, your boy Pretty Tone, this is therapy. I try to present mm-hmm. things out there for all of us because we don't talk enough, especially us chocolate folks. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Chocolate City out there from all over the world. You know what I mean? We don't talk enough to tell each other that you got to grow. If you're in a relationship and you can't see growth, that two things going to happen. One person is going to outgrow the next, and sometimes there's a person that's constantly in reverse, and you trying to go forward. And that's the hardest thing to do.
And it's a shame when you're in a relationship, and one person can see that, but the other person can't. And so they're like, oh, you're leaving me? Why? Yeah, and they don't understand what's really going on with you. You've grown up or grown out, and they haven't. They're stuck in the same place they were when you entered that relationship. Relationships are about, to me, and this is my opinion, the relationships are about growth. You know, you start out with each other, and you grow with each other. Sometimes it works where you both can grow together, and other times it works where people grow into different directions, and it's not always where both can recognize that. One might recognize that and move on, and the other might not recognize that and become stuck in status, and it's like, you're not leaving me. It's not going to happen. You know, and it's the same, but that's how it is.
And I'm going to tell you something. It's not only relationships. It's sometimes a parent and a child. Sometimes a parent has grown so dependent on taking care of this child and nurturing this child, you're impeding the child from becoming themselves. They are not you. too many parents out there. Yes, our children should be a reflection of us, but not a reflection that's looking back at you. It is the work that you put into the child. You must have me, myself, and I. That child must branch away. You can't be, and I mean, I'm talking to, I'm going to say a friend of mine because I ain't going to put stuff out there like that. And I was saying that sometimes no matter who you bring home to your mom and daddy, it ain't never going to be good enough. But should that stop you from pursuing your own dreams? A child must make their own mistakes. A child must learn from their mistakes. They have to bump their heads a few times to learn from some things. Now, if you see them constantly hitting their head as a parent, that's when you put your hand in there, little baby. You got to go around the wall. You can't go through it.
Well, you know, a lot of times parents live vicariously through their kids.
Absolutely.
You know?
Too much sometimes, too.
Yeah, and I think that Passion, didn't you have something that you wanted to say?
Yeah, I was trying to chime in there. What I was saying is another thing that I look at is that what people don't realize is all relationships weren't meant to last forever. Some relationships are simply for a season. They are for purposes of growth to get you from one level to the next. And once that lesson has been attained by you, it is time to move on to your next journey. But we look at relationships as, you know, a doomsday situation.
If I can't have you, can't nobody else have you.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
You see,
they're not always for the rest of our lives. You know, I know that, you know, people that, you know, happily ever after and for till death do us part, but that's not necessarily true.
The mistress in the chat room says, do you feel it's okay to forgive and forget if someone did something to hurt you in relationship? The mistress, I just put you back and I said there is no straight answer to that question because situations vary. There are some things that are forgivable and there are some things that are unforgivable, but each one of us has a personal opinion on what is unforgivable. There are certain things to me that you can't tell me nothing. I will never forgive it. A, if I feel as though you've become a threat to me, you're trying to take my freedom. You are my enemy now. I'm not into these little petty games. I believe in this life as we grow and mature, we must learn to be civil to each other. And because you want to be petty, you're not going to drag me back over there trying to be petty with you, trying to get a brother caught up in some hood crap. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, she put the message says, if he cheats, okay.
You'll forgive them, Tony. You don't have to, you know, interact with them, but you should be able to forgive them. That's good for your own conscience and your own spirit.
Yeah, move on.
And some people, there you go. You just got the lady's response to that, the mistress. And cheating is something that I look at life like this. You understand? What is cheating? You understand what I'm saying? So you got to ask yourself, there are a lot of people who say, well, he cheated, then they stay and they won't forgive the person, then they live a life of misery because they can't get beyond it. If him cheating is something you can't get beyond, you need to go because all you're going to do is sit there in misery and every day you're throwing it up in the brother or the sister's face because we both cheat, both sides of the fence. And if you're with somebody, what the hell, if you can't get beyond the fact that they cheated, are you going to spend every day, I can't believe, but I forgive you? No, you didn't forgive. If you forgive something, you move on from it, and you let the person know that was your one mistake. We're all entitled to that one mistake. Happen again, you out of here, brother or sister.
Yeah, well, that's why there have to be boundaries, you know. I mean,
straight up.
Within a relationship, you know, there are boundaries. So then when those type of things happen, then you know that, okay, this person is going to handle this, okay, you know, and this person is not. And if you don't get it, then you'll just see when that time comes, when you said that one mistake, let that one mistake be in the very beginning. Okay, you know, we're going to have a relationship and so on, so on, so on, and this is how we're going to communicate, you know. What are boundaries for you?
There you go.
And don't still go back to keeping it real. If you can't live with something, don't say you forgave something and you move it on when in actuality you didn't. Keep it real.
Exactly.
If you can't deal with some shit, you can't deal with it. Don't lie who you're lying to.
Me, myself, and I. You got to know me, myself, and I. And if me, myself, and I can't forgive what you have done, then I got to let you go, because it's going to be two sets of pains. The pain of seeing you every day, or the pain of you being gone and the wound slowly healing. I would much rather take the wound slowly healing than have a constant reminder of something that I can't forgive looking at me every day. That is just my humble opinion. And I am
real.
But you know what, though? A lot of people will say that, you know, I forgive you, you know, but they, you know, inadvertently want to torture that person for hurting them, you know. Yeah, I forgive you. We can work this out, but I'm going to remind you, monkey ass, every day what you did.
Thank you. So now you're
okay.
not only have you turned this fresh wound, it has become a lifelong wound that's festering.
Mm-hmm. So I'm miserable, so I'm going to make you miserable along with that.
You understand what I'm saying?
It doesn't work.
The mistress in the chat room says, I want to give him another chance, but you know that saying that one's a cheater, all is a cheater, that's bullcrap. Mm-hmm. You can miss me with that. I tell people this all the time. Life is not black and white. There are gray areas, blue areas, pink areas. There are areas. Sometimes a brother cheated and made a mistake, or a sister. Let me throw that out there before my brothers get on me. And they can learn from that. After they've done it and they saw the repercussions, they're like, man, I can't lose my baby. I ain't doing that no more. And then there are brothers and sisters out there who are going to always cheat. It's up to you to be on your P's and Q's to observe this person and see where their mental is at. Me, myself, and I, once again. So, no, one's a cheater, all is a cheater. That's bullcrap. People, we're human beings. We're flawed at best. We are flawed at best. So we're capable of making mistakes.
Tony, you might want to ask the young lady in the chat room to ask her fella. He might need to keep it real, because maybe in his mind, he is being real and true to who he is. She may not just be seeing him being who he really is.
Straight up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So there you go, Ma. And we thank you for chiming in. And I'm going to go back to a prior comment by Sweet where she said about boundaries. Every relationship has to have boundaries. You can't go through life willy-nilly. Now, when we growing up, we don't like to hear that. I was one of them folks who anything that got to do with authority pissed me off. You tell me a boundary, I went running through that mug. My mama always used to say she would tell me to go left, and I would purposefully go right.
Just because she told you.
But truth be told, you have to have boundaries in relationship. You can't just be all willy-nilly. You do what you want, I do what. But what we in the relationship for? If you want to go do you, and I want to go do me, let's be friends. We're not in a relationship. That's part of the rules, once again, from the book Player Step Your Game Up.
That you can get where?
www.worldmovement.com.
now, can a player play?
But anyway, in the book, Player Step Your Game Up, I wrote, if you want to be a player, you cannot be in a serious relationship because you're a player. And everybody involved needs to know I'm a player. You're dealing with a player. You give a woman the decision to choose or not to choose. Get the book.
How about a woman, Tony?
Oh, women are players, too. I tell you, everybody, I shot it from the top of the mountains all the time. I got my game from women. It wasn't brothers. It was women who gave me this game. Women are the best damn players out there.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
You know, some brothers get offended when I say that. That's because you don't know the history of the game.
Uh-huh.
Women are the genuine players, homie. Get your mind right. Think beyond your dick for a moment. Stop letting your dick pride make you think. Now, women are the original players. Trust and believe
tell
that.
Them,
when
Tony,
I
tell them. They ain't know it.
And that's the standpoint that I operate from. But going back to boundaries, there has to be boundaries in a relationship. We can't be all willy-nilly. And if somebody can't live within these boundaries, be it the male or the female, it is best to go your separate ways.
Mm-hmm. If you can't
because
play the game,
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's we. It comes back to common ground again. We have to be on some kind of common ground as a couple. You understand what I'm saying? Because we're trying to build something here. We're trying to deal with some things. So I got to change a little bit. You got to change a little bit. We have to change a little bit. But me, myself, and I have to agree to that at first.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
I wanted to say I agree with what you're saying completely. That's the problem that most people don't get, is that relationships, like anything else, are played like a game, so to speak. When I say that, I mean, in other words, when you're on a baseball field, you can't be playing football and vice versa. And that's what people do sometimes. So they're like, a player wants to come in and be in a relationship, and they're playing, they're trying to be a player and wondering why it's not working. You can't bring those set of rules into this game, just like you wouldn't bring the rules that you would use in a relationship out into the field to be in a player. It's just not going to work.
Straight up. That's the rules of the game. Get your copy of the book. It's also about life. The mistress in the chat room says, he claimed I was too busy with work. Well, there's no part of the problem. You got to make time for people in your life. What ain't even, once again, going back to the book. And I love when we go back to the book. I
and
always www.worldmovement.com. But the second book, not the first, which is Playology, I wrote about a brother who spends all his time working and hustling, or a woman who spends, you got to make time for home.
That's right.
You got to make time for home. You got to make time for your significant other, but at the same time, you know what I mean, you still got to get your grind on, because you got business to take care of. And if somebody can't respect the fact that you're trying to hold things down and make things better for us, not just me, but you still got to make things better for me in order for things to be better for us. You got to make more time for home. You have to make more
time. Some people can't accept a person that can multitask, you know, and some people might think they multitasking and it's not working. But, you know, you got to look within that other person. You know, if you're out here working and trying to make things happen because you know you got bills to pay, and you're still trying to make time for that other person, and they might not feel that you're not making enough time for them, you know, that might be an excuse for them to go out and do, you know, what they want to do initially anyway, because they're like, okay, well, she's not doing this, and she's not doing that, or he's not doing this, or he's not doing that, so I'm going to go out here and get mine. You know, they might just be looking for an excuse no matter what you do.
There you go. We got to be in this together, man. And we're going to have good days, and we're going to have bad days. But that's what forges a relationship every day in Christmas. For all you folks out there who read too many damn romance novels and done watch too many damn fairy tales, every day ain't Christmas. We're going to have good days together. We're going to have bad days together. And that's where we're going to forge the bond that holds us together, because we're going to be like, we've seen this storm before, so we're going to keep pressing through. You understand what I'm saying? Straight up. And if you don't have enough fortitude to hang in there, we wasn't meant to be together no way. So you need to go on and step, because you're not going to give me your misery. Me, myself, and I will not permit you and your misery to become my burden.
That's right.
Just the way
I can be visible by my damn self.
Yeah.
I don't need no help.
Just the way I shouldn't be giving you my misery. We should be each other's comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, since my man K. Diddy loves shameless plugs, we're about to play a World Movement recording artist, because he loves to hear this song. And this is what we all need in our lives sometimes. Our dog on time.
Yesterday my life was in the drain. Sonny, you smiled at me, Billy. Ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sonny one so true. I love you. Thank you.
a mild flame. Got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My son in one true blues. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the look you brought my way.
And I, your boy Pretty Tone coming through, you know what I'm saying? Thanking everybody for repping with us. We love and appreciate everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's on the switchboard. We appreciate everybody coming through, man. We, when I say we, my man K Did, Lady Joy, and myself, we come through here on Can a Player Play every Sunday at 2:30 Pacific Standard Time. To the 718s, the 714s, the 702s, everybody that's in the chat room, thank you. Spread the word. We up on here, you know what I mean? Don't let the name fool you. There's so much more to the show. And today we talking about me, myself, and I, my swagger, who I am. And anybody who know me, the things I talk about is who I am. And that's what most people don't do. They what they talk about is not who they are. This is who I am. All day, every day. I'm like a broken record. There's some people who get bored of hearing me, but I ain't going to change. Why should I? It took me a long time to straighten my ship up. It took me a long time to become the man that I am today. It took me a long time to be the man that my mother raised me to be. She didn't raise me to be an idiot. My mother didn't raise me to be a thug and all the other stupid things that I chose. But I'm comfortable in my skin. And that's what we all need, to be comfortable in our own skin. Me, myself, and I.
So you're right, Tony. I like that. Okay.
So if next man, next woman, next cat, that dog, rat, backed fish in the sea can't appreciate me for who I am, well, then don't talk to me. Leave me alone, because I'm sure not going to come in your world and bother you. It ain't my style. Me, myself, and I. Hey, Diddy.
Yes, sir.
Ride for a moment, my brother. Let the world know that I, the man that I know you to be, sir. Speak up.
Boy, you are funny. But you're absolutely right, because, you know, you can't be nobody but who you are. But I'm still stuck on the fact that people want to keep saying keep it real. I hear that shit all day, every day, and they don't have a clue, first clue of keeping it real, because they're in denial of their damn self. You know, God didn't make no perfect people, you know, but a lot of people don't understand that we all are works in progress, and there's no disrespect in owning up to that. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to do shit. But the difference is how you handle that mistake that you make. Are you legitimately sorry for it? Are you sincerely sorry? Are you going to correct it? Are you going to change it? Or are you going to keep doing the same shit, and you're going to keep saying that you're keeping it real, which is meaning you're still bullshit. You're still lying to yourself. So, you know, I think everybody got to really kind of do them and try to be the best person they could be, which still goes back to the topic of the show, me, myself, and I. Get your shit on the one. Quit worrying about the next person. Get your shit on the one. Because they got to worry about them. They got to fix them, because you can't fix it.
That's my dude. Now y'all know why I roll with my dude. I'm one of those people who believe in stop looking at everybody and trying to observe everybody. Look at yourself and get you together, man. How can you talk about next man or next woman? You got to talk about yourself first and fix yourself.
You know, people talk about, yeah, well, my girl, she got me tripping, or my dude got me tripping. No, you got your damn self tripping.
Straight up, because if you didn't feed into that negativity, you wouldn't be tripping. You have a choice to make, me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I can say, you know what, I'm bigger than that. Then there are those who be like, oh, you think you're too good. Yes, I do. And that's another thing. Too many of us are afraid to say, yes, I do think that I'm better than that. Because what I believe myself to be, therefore I shall become.
That's right. You know, why should you lower your standards of yourself to satisfy somebody else that don't have that high self-esteem for themselves?
Straight up, my man just said it. We're all works in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And
nobody's perfect out here.
Nobody's perfect, but you see, a lot of times when you say, I'm better than that, oh, you think you're too good, and no, that's not what I'm saying. That's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Because you got that low self-esteem.
Once again, back to the book, The Rules of Being a Player. Quit talking and listen. You understand what I'm saying? Quit talking and listen, and maybe you'll hear me and stop hearing what you want to hear. I'm telling you that I'm going to feed into that negativity. I don't need it in my life. I've had enough of it. I've been a part of it. Hell, I've been the source of it sometimes. But now I see the light.
Well. Well.
812, you're back on. Go ahead. That's passion, I think.
Oh, I've just been sitting here listening, but I was going to say, no truer words have ever been said than what you just said. Most people don't want to own up to the fact that, you know, that they're just surrounded with madness and confusion, and that most people out here now have so much going on, they just don't have time to entertain it today. And you have got to come, you know, and you have got to come correct, or just keep it moving.
Yeah, because, you know, it's too much going on in the world to be held back or bogged down with somebody else's negativity and low self-esteem and stuff like that. You know, and if they can't bring themselves up, you know, you can't do it for them. They got to be able to do it themselves. And if you were somebody that's bogging you down, you know, cut that off, you know, cut it off at the pass, because that's only going to bring you down. And if you got that locomotion going, that, hey, I'm going to do this, I got this going on, keep it moving. You know, if something is pulling you back, you know, you got to cut it loose and keep it going.
Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I have to be a willing participant in order to fall into the BS. Now, sometimes, let's be real, sometimes people bring the BS to you and you just smack dab into it. But then you have to be a grown man or a grown woman and be like, okay, it found me. Am I going to go around it, back away from it, go through it, or stand here and deal with it, me, myself, and I? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you, me, myself, and I have to make up the mind, what am I? Who am I to be? What am I going to say and do about my life? Not the Joneses' life, not my mama's life, not the next door neighbor's life. What's going on with my life? What kind of memories am I trying to formulate along the journey of my life?
Well, Tony,
me, myself, and I,
I usually use the slogan, I just don't entertain the bull. You know, I just can't.
There you go. 718, I think that's Sweet D. You're back on with us again. Sweet, you there?
Hello.
Oh, I guess she didn't put her hand up. That's all right. We're still glad you're with us listening. Maybe you ain't got nothing to say. That's all good. That's the whole me, myself, and I. Oh, hold on. The mystery said, I once said, once a player, always a player. That could be true because you have people who are lifelong players.
And then we need to define what her terminology is.
A player.
What is she calling a player?
Because what she thinks is a player might not be what everybody else
we call
a player.
And now you got to ask the mistress. Was he a player when you met him? And you chose to see what you wanted to see.
And now what was there in front of you?
Not what was in front of you. That's what you got to start asking yourself, because being the chairman of the board.
I'm starting to think that the homie got captured by the game myself. You know, that's what I'm starting to think.
Okay.
What's up, mistress? What's up?
Oh, no, she says, no, he was not.
No, he was
okay. You know, he was not a player, I guess. Okay, well, how you going to say once a player, always a player? Because he made a mistake, don't make him a player. Ladies and gentlemen, being the chairman of the board, I have retired. But let me put y'all up on game. A player is not a dude who went out one time and made a mistake. A player is somebody who lives this lifestyle to the fullest. A real, true player don't hide. Once you see him coming, everything about him tell you he a player.
And
now you do
want.
There you go. Now
in the beginning.
That's right, baby. You know who you messing with. Now there are some wolves in sheep clothing out there, but they're not players. They're not. A real player don't hide himself because he wants the world to know what he is, and he wants you to know who you're dealing with. So when you fall in line, he gonna tell you a line like this: "Baby, get in the line or get the hell out the way."
So you're right. Ooh. And if you can't deal with it, see ya, don't want to be ya.
He ain't trying to play no games with you. He presenting himself for who and what he is. That's what a genuine player is. Okay, hold on.
He don't have time to play games with nobody.
Because if I'm playing games with you, it's interrupting the flow of my money and my hustle and my other honeys. If I got to be playing mind games with you, I'm not, you know what I mean? You interrupting the flow of my life, and a real player is quick to dismiss, delete, and disregard because you are a bump in the road.
I think what K. Diddy was just saying is probably what indeed has happened, that she was attracted to the persona of the gentleman, which was presenting himself as a player, but she thought that she was going to be able to tame the player and, in fact, got caught up by the game.
Oh, hold on. She responded to that with the quickness, no. He is a really good guy, but he made a sorry mistake that he is sorry for. So trying so hard to make up for. So, honey, you just evaluated.
Make him a player.
You just evaluated the situation. Then he's not a player. He made a mistake. Human beings make mistakes, and a lot of men. On another show, They'd be telling you about, oh, you know, we have. No, I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Players don't make mistakes.
Thank you, because there was no mistake to make. There was no, so you already know he's a good guy. You just said it. We didn't say it. Let me quote you again. He is a really good guy, but he made a sorry mistake that he is trying so hard to make up for. Ma, you just identified. Now that's how I know you're really not over him. Because another person would have been like, see you, no one to be you. You didn't want this, all of that. You just said he's a good guy. I'm going to speak up for him. Your homegirl's probably all in your ears. Leave him, girl. Don't listen to them. You just said it. He's a good dude. So if he deserves a second chance, give it to him. But if you truly believe in your heart he a player, you know what he is then. So don't beat yourself up about that.
Exactly.
He has a definition of a player. Can you explain to her that you can't make a player a husband and you can't make any more than you can make
a housewife?
If a player is in his prime, he ain't trying to be Mr. Husband. A player is in his time. When you walk in his house, you know whose house you're walking into. Because a real player got, you know what I mean, different scented lotions, perfumes, bubble baths, all in his little cabinet in the bathroom. He got max pads in case you have an accident when you come over. He got women's clothing all around, so you know who you're dealing with. He ain't trying to hide it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
you know.
A real player. Let me put it out there for you. So when you go to a real player house, all you need to bring is what you got on, because when you get there, you ain't going to need your clothes.
He got it ready for you.
Because at my house, one of the first rules, I had rules that I used to call the Tonyville when I was a player. Women lose their clothing at the door. We might not do nothing, but I prefer to see you naked. That's just how a player get down. If you're trying to be clothed, we can go out to dinner or a movie or go spend time somewhere, but not the dome. You come into the dome where the lion prays. But you just said it, sweetheart. He's a good dude who made a mistake.
He's not. That doesn't make him a player.
Hold on. She said, I'm confused. Hold on.
Well, that could be
coming in at.
That
hold on. Okay, now somebody else called misunderstood said, yes, in the cold. Okay. Okay. When do a leopard change its spots? Never. But you see, you compare apples to tomatoes, though, baby, because we're human beings. We're all capable of change. But it comes back. Once again, to the topic of the show, me, myself, and I. Some players would want to live that way till the day they die, while there are men out there who go through our little childish phase, and as we get older, we mature and we want to change. We want to be with our children. We want to be in our home. You understand what I'm saying? So life is not black and white. You can't just apply the black and white label to everything in life. You understand what I'm saying? Me, myself, and I. So even though we said earlier you can't make a hoe a housewife.
Yes, you can. She'll be a housewife hoe.
That's right. She'll be a housewife hoe. Me, myself, and I.
Housewife hoe, not somebody else's.
You can't make them change. But if you meet somebody who used to be a hoe, who is seriously thinking about wanting to be a housewife, she is capable of it because she, her, me, myself, and I have said, I've had enough. But that's where most people, get lost. The statement is, you cannot make a housewife. Get it? You. The person has to want that change.
Okay.
Absolutely. I just like saying nobody making a person getting off drugs. They got to make themselves want to get off of drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
See, we keep it real on the kind of player play. Thank you so much for joining us. The call-in number, 646-929-2870. Lady Joy, K. Diddy,
yeah.
Your boy Pretty Tone. Every Sunday, tell a friend. We right here, right in between all the church folks. And by the way, we love y'all, church folks. God bless each and every one of y'all.
Because we trying to help y'all, too.
Straight up. Ain't nobody perfect.
We can dig it.
You know what I mean?
Love y'all too. We're trying to save some souls here.
Mm-hmm. And we got love for each other, even though we don't always agree, you know, and that's what it's about, you know, because everybody that agree with everybody else, it make it totally boring.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't get anything done.
Variety is the spice of life.
Sure, you're right.
Straight up.
Every executive don't like to come home and get his butt beat by his woman.
There are the ones that do. There are the ones that do. I've been telling people what to do all day. I need something different. You know? I need something different, baby. I've been telling people what to do. Tell what you want, baby. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. You want me to dress up in heels and a maid outfit?
Oh,
anyway.
No. See, that's some sick shit. Most dudes I know, they come home want to figure out who else they can tell what to do.
No. Well, there are few. But for the most part, you got executives out there that's telling people what to do 24/7. You know, and they want to change. It's like, oh, hey, baby, you want me to dress up in that maid outfit, okay? You want me to serve you dinner? You want me to kiss your feet? I'll do that, you know. And they're out there.
I think they're the minority, though, Joy. The majority of them, like K. Diddy is saying, they're power mad, and they come home, and everywhere they go, they want to give orders.
Thank you.
I agree with that, but they have their moments when they need a change because after a while, life gets boring, you know, and then people, you know, see you for who you are. You always want to tell them.
Are these clients you keep to yourself or are they taking
answers
from some other people?
I'm just saying what's out there. Don't start with me. Okay.
I just want to know if they're taking ass whooping some other people, or they just, you know.
No, I'm just saying there are people out there, men and women, that are executives of companies, that's running companies and stuff, and they get tired of telling, you know, barking out orders. They want to have somebody tell them what to do. You know, change it up, because after a while, you know, telling somebody what to do and barking out orders and stuff, that gets to be boring after a while because people be looking at you like, oh, screw you, you know, I'll do what I want to do. You know, especially if it's after work and stuff like that.
Well, tell them to call me. I tell them what the hell to do. I tell them to go get a damn life.
Oh, hold on, KD. There's misunderstood in the chat room. I guess she's talking about the whole player thing. It's a cycle, 360 degrees, like the earth spring and spin in the morning, become night again and again. It's all the same bull. You can fall for it if you want to. Nah, you see, I ain't going to lie. On this show, I ain't even going to front. That got a hint of bitterness in it to me. I ain't got time to babysit nothing because, you once again, you comparing apples to tomatoes. You act as though you have never made a mistake. So if the brother is a player, yeah, you can say that because there are brothers out there who are players. But if you keep falling for it, you the sucker. Straight up. You understand what I'm saying? If you keep falling for players and you keep getting yourself hurt, who the idiot? You bump your head once.
You keep falling for the same thing all the time.
Don't get mad at him for being him. Get mad at you for not knowing what the hell you want.
Exactly. And you keep falling for the same thing all the time.
So that definitely got a hint of bitterness. You know, we ain't got no time to front on here. That's definitely got some bitterness because everybody is not the same.
Exactly.
You have some guys who cheat continually. Yeah, they do. But if you keep falling for those kind of guys, you got to reevaluate yourself, me, myself, and I.
Like, why do I keep falling for the same shit all the time? You know what I mean?
Because I like that shit. I like that swag.
Okay, well, don't complain then.
Thank you.
I gotta complain because I'm keeping it real.
No, that's not keeping it real. Keeping it real is keeping it moving, okay? You keep going, coming up against the same craziness all the time. So, you know, people ain't trying to hear your bullshit. You keep falling for the same stuff. No, baby. Keep it moving.
So it ain't
you know, because evidently you're not sure about who you are, Durr.
I was trying to help him with an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
You see, if you're helping somebody with an excuse, that's not improving themselves. Okay,
yeah, but see, I already know you can't make nobody be something that they're not. My message has always been, you know, do you. See, I'm working on me.
Yeah,
I got to fix me. I can't fix the next person.
But baby, you just said, you know, you're trying to help them do, you know, whatever they're trying to do.
They're not helping them. But they're not keeping it real anyway, George. No matter what I say or don't say, it's not going to make them do one thing one way or another.
Okay, but you're not helping them by, you know, encouraging them to do what is not helping them.
All I'm doing is exposing a fraud. That's all. You know, all I did was put a mirror.
All of us, at the beginning of the show, I read a poem. It was really a poem about self-esteem, but it's also a poem about individuality. We are all birds of a feather flock together. So even though you may have been hurt and somebody else may have been hurt, the situations are differently. The only common area is the hurt. Y'all probably arrived at the hurt from a different direction. And if you fully believe that everybody is the same, maybe you need to start taking a look at yourself and figuring out, okay.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with you? Me, myself, and I. Everybody needs to clean their own S. That's how I look at life. It takes a long time and a grown man or woman to say, everybody needs to claim their own ish. You understand what I'm saying? I keep doing the same thing. I'm sort of like that dog on the hamster on the wheel, just running around in circles, and I choose not to be like that, me, myself, and I.
Why? You don't like to run?
I do like to run, but not round in circles, and especially when it ain't benefiting me. When I run, I like it to be for cardiovascular purposes, not to beat somebody else's head. I can't beat somebody else's fool. I'll play the fool for a minute. Because I choose to mean myself and I. You understand what I'm saying? But once it becomes too burdensome, you're not benefiting. Everybody, when you're with somebody, and you know, this is not no gold digging, this ain't about money, this ain't about none of this. This is about when you're with somebody, you have to see some kind of growth. There got to be some benefit to you being with the person. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
With somebody, too many people, why are you with this person? I don't know. What the heck?
No, because we got kids.
Yeah, well, that's not always good for the kids, just because you're with somebody for the kids. And you know what? A lot of people blame it on the kids. Well, we're together for the kids. No, you're together because you want to be there in that misery. And you're making you, the other, your significant other, and the kids miserable, you know, which is not going to work because that's ruining the kids. They're seeing that, you know, divorce or separation is bad for any child that's been around two parents that's been there. You know, and if it's not working for them, regardless of what, you know, if they're married, not married, if both parents have been there, that's hard on a child. But you got to realize the situation, too. If you're arguing and fighting and the kids see that, because kids emulate what they see their parents do. You know, and that's not a good situation. So, you know, it's like a double-edged sword. It's like I got to leave this person for my kids and or I got to stay together, you know, with this person for our kids. It's a double-edged sword. So it's up to the parents to make the decision for their children because the kids are going to emulate what they see. And I've read a lot of articles. I've talked to a lot of people that are grown and they're afraid to get into relationships, afraid to get into marriages because growing up their parents had a divorce and it was hard on them. You know? And every situation is different, I realize that, but there's a lot to consider. You know, if you're arguing and yelling and screaming and fighting with each other, that's not good, you know, for either one of the parents or the kids or, you know, whoever happens to be involved, that's not good for any situation.
True that.
You know, and you got to, you know, and it's really hard to come to a decision, you know, because, you know, there's a lot involved and it's really hard. So it's something that you got to talk about And that's not always easy, too, because one person might want to talk about it, the other might not want to, and just have an attitude. And
say the thing you need to be
said. Life is hard.
There you go.
Say
the
things that need to be said.
Hmm?
You know what I mean? Saying the things that need to be said. You know what I mean? And you just made a point. Life is hard enough without people adding to it. The mistress in the chat room says, I don't know why men don't recognize when they have a good woman in their life. You know what? I'm one of the brothers who is quick to say that you're right. A lot of brothers take that for granted. Just the way a lot of sisters take a good brother for granted. You know what I mean? It's pride.
Right.
It's foolishness. It's childish. When you like, I'm gonna put this out there. When you have something good in your life, man, you got to cherish that. You understand what I'm saying? Too many of us try to run over stuff and don't appreciate something good in our life till it's gone, because you got the grass is greener mentality, or you don't want your boys to be like, oh, you love your girl. You should be proud to say you love your girl. Not a hood rat, not a hoe, not a one night stand, but your woman, your girl, your wife, the mother of your child. You should be proud. Yeah. The reason you mad is because you ain't got her. You think I don't know you like her? Ah, you tripping. It's the truth. Because I'm going to put y'all brothers up out there on game. A lot of cats who got something to say about you have something good secretly envy you on some real ish, man. Because only a fool doesn't want, only a fool doesn't want something good in their life, be it male or female. No, have you ever heard anybody say this, man, I don't want no good woman in my life?
You're
no.
You're not going to hear that either.
Because they'd be a fool, and you'd be sitting there like, huh? Just the way, you know, sisters sit around and you got a good man and you got this broad in your ears. You know, your man, raise up off my man. Do you want him or something?
Absolutely.
Too many don't buy into that.
They might want that person that they putting that bug in that ear, you know?
Straight up. But you see, once again, it comes back to me, myself, and I. Does me, myself, and I fall for that?
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's the question we need to ask myself. Why does me, myself, and I fall for the ish? Hold on. Misunderstood in the chat room says, why don't men settle for what they have instead of chasing the dream of the video girl? You know what I mean? Wow. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Too many. And you want to know the sad part about this? This is some real player-ish I'm going to put out right now. Most cats hang their doggone hats too high. Because what you don't realize is when you get that video girl, all you thinking about is what you see. You're not thinking about all the problems of having a fine woman. If you ain't never had a
fine woman. Got to go through to be looking like that. Okay?
Thank you. You know what I mean? A fine woman in your life means that everywhere you go, brothers, sisters, and the dogs and the kids going to be staring at her. Everywhere you go, somebody going to be salivating over that fine girl you got. And if your pride ain't in check and if your game ain't tight, it will mentally dissect you, man. This is some real player stuff I'm putting y'all up on out there, you brothers. And I'm not talking about when you just have a woman that's on the side. When you have a good woman, why would you leave a good woman for the video girl?
And also, too, Tony, a lot of those video girls out there, that's a lot of makeup. That's a lot of hype. You know, you take away makeup, the weave, and all of that stuff, and they're not all of that because, believe me, they're not going to be looking like that 24/7, okay? The makeup comes off, the eyelashes come off, the weave comes off after a few weeks, okay? And they might even be wearing a corset to make that waist look all whittle and all that stuff. So, you know, a lot of stuff that you see out there on TV or in videos is not real. So, you know, understand that.
And them video girls might give you something that you can't get back.
Or you can't get rid of, okay?
That's what I'm saying. They give you something you can't get back.
Okay.
So yes.
A lot of what you see on the videos, TV, and all of that, it's a lot of hype. So, you know, if you can't differentiate between real and the hype, you know, you got some problems there. You know,
and
you old enough to know better.
You got, when you know better, you got to do better.
Right.
That's the
bottom. I think Passion has something to say. What you got to say, girlfriend?
I was just going to say, why doesn't Tony, you know, keep it real with her and let her know that until a man matures up, he's got that immature fantasy about this ideal woman, and that's what they're chasing. They're chasing this perfect fantasy that they have in their minds.
You know,
that's not happening, okay?
And a lot of time in the process of that chase, because let's be real, 90% of the characters out there are not players. In the process of that chase, you lose something good that you sometimes spend a lifetime trying to get back. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah. We got you, boo. We got you.
So there it is. But look, wow, time flies when you're having fun. Down to the last 5 minutes of the shizzo. Oh, hold on. Come back and join us again. Everybody that was here before, the Misunderstood and all the other folks that was in the chat room, I'm finna come check y'all out right now. On y'all's show, thank you for coming through and joining your boy, the mistress. All the listeners that we had listening, I mean the guests, we don't know who y'all, but I see all of y'all, guests 1672, all the good folks over there. Come back and check us out. We here every Sunday, you know what I mean, on Can a Player Play? Let's give you the contact info to get at us. Lady Joy, first off, ladies first.
You can catch me on Facebook at Joy LaShawn on Facebook.com. I'd love to hear from you because I love my Facebook family, and I love adding people on, you know, people I haven't talked to in years. I love that. And you never know who you might connect with. You know, who I know, you might know, and somebody else might know that's beneficial.
You know what I mean? Kay Diddy, drop it on him.
She's just despicable. She just love adding people on.
Whatever. Don't hate. Don't hate because I got more people on my Facebook than you.
You probably do. You probably do. But I ain't going to tell the people why. But anyway, this is your podcast, Diddy. You can hit me up at worldmovement.com, always and forever. That's Lamont at worldmovement.com. Come check us out. Come see what's good. Come check out the music. Come check out the books. Come check out ideas. And, of course, play. Holler whenever you can because, you know, we got the biz.
Straight up. And as usual, you know, your boy, you know where to find me. Come through, get your autographed copy of the book. You know what I mean? And come back every Sunday and join us, man. We try to do some things to, you know, just put a little bit of knowledge out there. And on that note, peace, love, and here, Greece. Join us next week. You know, it's all love up in here, baby. Come back again now, y'all.
wanna let you play. And don't I treat you like souffle? Don't I look at you like I see a new day? And don't I do what I do say? I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face. And let ye do ye.
Like this. Yeah. I think everybody gonna like this.